Getting back to the issue of adjuvant hormonal therapy, you talked a little bit about the issue of postmenopausal women. What about premenopausal women? How do you approach those patients, particularly in patients with node-positive tumors?
Well, another very good question. Right now, I'm telling those folks, if you remain premenopausal through chemotherapy, the standard treatment is tamoxifen. We would certainly be willing to give you tamoxifen. However, since we know that aromatase inhibitors are better than tamoxifen in postmenopausal women, since you have positive nodes, if you continue to produce estrogen and have periods after your chemotherapy, it would not be unreasonable to suppress your ovarian function, either removing your ovaries or putting you on an LHRH antagonist and treat you concurrently with an aromatase inhibitor. And I have patients where I have done that. If you make that choice and you don't remove the patient's ovaries, then I think you're obliged to follow FSH and estradiol, or at least estradiol, because there are people on LHRH antagonist therapy who will not suppress their estrogen production. And that's the one thing you want to be sure doesn't happen. You want to be sure you're not giving an aromatase inhibitor that is worthless.
And I think that's something to be emphasized in terms of oncology nurses. I mean, if for some reason you run across a patient who's on an aromatase inhibitor, they mention that they've had a period, that's not a good thing.
Yes. In fact, Neil, I think the really common situation, and there was an editorial about this, I think with Dan Hayes writing it in JCO, the really common situation is the other situation where it's a premenopausal woman. She goes through chemotherapy. She stops having her periods. She's placed on an aromatase inhibitor. We're all doing that. And then the patient who initially had a lot of hot flashes and night sweats, she may not have any period, she may not have any vaginal spotting, but suddenly hot flashes and night sweats get a lot better. Patient feels a whole lot better. And we all kind of pat ourselves on the back and think, well, boy, we got through that. That patient, I think fairly frequently, may have resumption of ovarian function. She's not ovulating. That's why you're not seeing any kind of menstrual cycle. But she's making enough estrogen to get rid of those menopausal symptoms, and she's making enough estrogen to overcome the aromatase inhibitor. So those patients, I think, need to be followed.
And at a physiologic level, why is it that aromatase inhibitors are so effective in postmenopausal women but not effective in menstruating premenopausal women?
My understanding from the endocrinologists is that the aromatase inhibitors simply do not affect the pathways that lead to estrogen biosynthesis through the ovaries.